Cody Williams, 12-18-89. Today is 7-29. This is a 36-year-old gentleman, obese, hypertensive, possible sleep apnea. Comes in because he had some diarrhea yesterday, couldn't go to work, he needs a note to go to work. What's important is he weighs 382. His weight's up from a year ago by somewhere around 80 pounds. He's tired, he's weak, he has low testosterone. He is hypertensive, his blood pressure is 177 over 100, but that's nothing new. He's been told he has hypertension by us and other people, but has continued his willful ignorance. That's W-I-L-L-F-U-L, ignorance, which I told him is going to cause him problems and cause him to go to an early grave. And it's very important for him to not to do that, since he's got two children, he's about to get married. Social, he works for the Port of Houston Authority. He sits down, he doesn't do much moving around. He does smoke, he does vape. He's single, but he's about to get married. They have two children, though, together. No diagnosed sleep apnea, but he's tired all the time and he's weak. And swelling off and on in his lower extremity, medical problems, hypertension, medications. None, has refused all medications in the past for blood pressure, put it in big letters. Ankle surgery is the only surgery he's had. Allergy, penicillin, family history, hypertension. No diabetes, all in mom and mom's side of family. Doesn't know much about his father. He's alert, he's awake. He's in no distress. We talked about GLP-1 and other things to help him lose the weight. He also had low testosterone before, which doesn't help the issue. We're going to recheck his testosterone today. Yeah. And a PSA, along with the PSA in case he needs replacement. Anyway, exam, 382 pounds, 98%, 94, 18, 101, 177, over 106, heart positive, small positive, still lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft lower extremity, trace edema, neurological, non-focal, no abdominal pain noted on examination. Ultrasound of his heart shows LVH, RVH. Ultrasound of his abdomen shows fatty liver. Can't see the gallbladder today, contracted. Ultrasound of the carotid shows no stenosis. Thyroid looks normal. That's important in face of possible GLP-1 usage. Also no family history of medullary thyroid cancer. Next one is, after much discussion and more discussion, I put him on Irbesartan 150/12.5, one a day. He promises to take it. I'm also going to check his testosterone, his cholesterol, his hemoglobin A1C, and I'm going to come up with the best GLP-1 for him to lose the weight. We talked about diet. We talked about exercise. We talked about testosterone replacement. We talked about stop smoking and drinking alcohol, and he promises to do all that. But I'm going to see him in about a month, but I'm going to call him in 2 days after I get the results. Long discussion about his condition and how early death can come to people that do exactly what he does, willful ignorance. Put it in quotation. Thank you.